Blog Talk Radio.
Producer is sleeping on the job. Christy is trying to log in, and we need to have our producer set up the phone so she can be on the call as well. So I apologize for the delay. We don't know where he is, but hopefully she'll be on the call soon so that we can continue on with our show. Thank you once again for listening, as always. We have a lot to talk about and rant about this week. I mean, we have so much stuff that we probably won't even get to it all. What we do is we share stuff with each other during the week. And honestly, we could probably do this every single day, because there is so much BS by crackpot left-wing feminists being angry about something or other every single day that we could absolutely do this show 365, 24/7. That's how bad it is. It's so easy to find stuff that's not even funny. So while I wait for Christy, which hopefully she'll be on soon, one of the big things this week in the news was some woman, Sophia something or other, and I have no idea who she is. I don't watch television. Apparently she's on some television show. I guess there was some joke at the Emmys or something where put on some pedestal and, you know, spun around, and it was actually a joke. It was intentional. But she was put on this pedestal and spun around, and feminists flipped their flip out. Trying to watch my language. Everyone knows Christy and I are potty mouths. Apparently, they flipped out, and they were screaming and yelling about the objectification of women, and, oh, my God, duh, morons, that was kind of the point of the whole thing. It was a joke about, you know, Hollywood and, you know, whatever. Meanwhile, Beyonce, left-wing, Che Guevara-loving douche, was on, was on some other show. I don't know if it was the VMAs or whatever. Again, I'm television illiterate here. This is why I need Christy to help me. But apparently, and I saw part of the video, she said it has some big sign about feminism in the background. And then she goes, she's dressed in a skimpy outfit, and she's shaking her ass like a stripper on the VMAs or whatever show it was. And but that was okay. No one said boo about that. But someone making a joke about objectification was bad. But Beyonce actually pushing objectification was somehow okay. That just shows the idiocy of these people. They are literally so dumb. They don't get the joke from Sophia, whatever her name is. And they don't say a word about what Beyonce was doing, which was completely objectification, complete sexualization of women. I'm sorry, but, you know, it's great to be a woman and beautiful and enjoy the fact that you're that person, but don't be a left-winger and pretend it's feminism when in reality that's what you fight against. You know, Christy and I have talked about this before, and these women are the types of women who think that any type of sexual intercourse is rape. So, you know, that's, excuse me, I take issue with that, and I know Christy does as well, and hopefully she'll be on here soon. Apparently we're having self-service issues to connect Christy to the call. To the show, but I'm sorry, you can't have it both ways. You can't freak out that someone's making a joke about objectification. And by the way, whoever this Sophia person is, she's absolutely gorgeous. And so the joke, that's what made the joke actually quite funny, in my opinion, even though I only saw, you know, snippets of it. But not say anything to not say anything about what Beyonce did said a lot about these people. They are either completely ignorant and stupid, which in a lot of cases they are, or they just choose which things that they're going to decide to be angry about. You know, decide to be angry liberals about that day, angry liberal feminists. Honestly, they don't actually really understand what the word feminist means, but this is what they do. They pick and choose what things to be angry about and, you know, then have to push that onto everyone else. So this poor woman, Sophia, was making a joke. Clearly, I think it was the Emmys. I watch TV, so I don't know. It was clearly intentionally a joke, poking fun at objectification of women. And everyone knows that that's what Hollywood does. Sex sell. Beautiful women sell. Beautiful men sell. You know, seriously, if you're a woman and, you know, there's some not too good looking guy on TV or there's Magic Mike, what are you watching? Obviously, you're going to watch Magic Mike. And yes, I actually know who that is. Even though I also don't watch movies very often, so many of my girlfriends said to watch it that I did. So, you know, it goes both ways. It's not just a one side, it's not just a one-way street. It goes both ways. But you can't, again, you can't pick and choose which side you decide to get angry about and be miserable about, because you just look like an a-hole, in my opinion. Apparently, we are still trying to get Miss Christy online. I really want her to weigh in on this because, again, I don't know that much about it as far as details of what shows they were on or anything. How many ums do you think I can say in within a 10-minute period? I should have probably started counting those. That it's definitely, see, I did it again. That's definitely one of my downfalls when I'm talking on the radio is saying and it drives me insane. It drives me insane when other people do it. It drives me insane when I do it, especially if I actually, on occasion, listen to any shows that I've done. And now my bitch bully, Lily, is barking because she's demanding something. I have demanding bulldogs. I have two rescue English bulldogs, and the female, well, they're both actually demanding, but she's a diva princess. She is super extra demanding. She has decided lately to bark whenever she wants something and demands it. And, of course, we try to figure out what exactly she wants. Apologize for that. She's putting in her two cents. I'd say call in, but apparently we can't take any calls. We're obviously having technical difficulties. Scott, our producer, is working on them, diligently working on them. As you know, these things sometimes happen even in, you know, multi-million dollar radio programs. So it's another one of those things. I hate to go through any more of the things that we have. We have a lot of stuff planned for this show. We have, you know, again, like I said, there's so many stories out there on a daily basis that it's beyond ridiculous. So you know what? Maybe I'll talk about something that's more local to me, but I'm sure you can all relate to. Because, again, I don't want to I want to save the stuff that Christy and I want to talk about for Christy and I to talk about. And I'll have her weigh in when she gets on. I'll have her weigh in when she gets on the line. We have, of course, Senator Jean Shaheen, who is, unfortunately, the sitting senator in New Hampshire. And she's completely obsessed with birth control. And I don't know if any of you all out there have senators who are the same, Democrat senators, of course. But all she's been talking about for several weeks was birth control and access to birth control, especially after the Hobby Lobby hearing. And then she talked about women's health care and birth control and making sure women have access to birth control. Yet this is the same woman who, when she was working at the state level, put policies into place that literally ran almost all of the insurers out of the state. And I don't know if any others of you have dealt with this, but not only did she run most of the health insurers out of the state, but then insurance went from, New Hampshire was previously one of the lowest cost premiums in the country to one of the highest, second only to Massachusetts. And supposedly, she thinks she's helping women in healthcare. In reality, she's a one woman's healthcare wrecking machine. And this is the kind of stuff that people don't remember. So part of the reason I'm talking about this is because I recently wrote an op-ed about, you know, what type of voter are you, and do you know what these politicians are saying? Do you verify it? Is it true? And one of the things I found is that, and I'm sure most of you out there probably find this as well, is that a lot of politicians, they'll send out mail, you know, it's election season right now, so they'll send out flyers, and they'll send out mailers, and they'll have their stump speeches, and they'll have their Facebook posts. They'll tell truth about some of the things they've done, but they always neglect a lot of other things they've done. And it's easy to bag them on it if you're watching their votes, paying attention to what they're doing during the whole entire year. if you don't pay attention until the very end of the year or the end of their, when they're an elected official, you're at the point where it might be too late to find out. And it's imperative that we all find out the truth and verify what these people are saying. Christy, are you back?
Can you hear me?
Yay!
They're trying to foil us again, I think. I don't think that the liberals like us. They keep trying to sabotage our show. After last week when my phone kept cutting out, and this week, I think there's a conspiracy.
Very well, maybe, but I'm like, okay, there's no way I can ever do a show by myself because I would not want to talk that whole time. That's actually good that this has happened because I'm like, oh, my God, I need Christy to be on here. So tell me. I'm bad. Oh, my God, what do you want, dog? Sorry. My dog just, I really just barreled in my room. Oh, something, Daddy must put medicine on her, sorry. Tell me, can you explain more about the Sophia, I don't even know her name. I don't know who these people are.
Her name is Sophia Vergara, and I think she's on Modern Family. I don't watch sitcoms, so, you know, I only know a little bit here and there. And I don't watch the Emmys and all those award shows either because they make me sick. But I did see the clip of her, and, I mean, basically, if you've got a bod like this, why wouldn't you want to be on a turntable spinning around, you know? I'd be glad to be put on display if I looked like that.
Exactly.
I mean, women don't just work out for the health reasons. Women are vain. Let's get to the point. Women, for the most part, are vain, and most normal straight women like to be noticed for their looks. That's why the cosmetics industry is such a big.
The woman is gorgeous.
Yeah, and if I looked like that, hell, put me on a turntable and spin me around, baby. I think we ought to do that at CPAC.
Oh, my God.
You can get drunk, and spin on a turntable, spin around.
As long as it's not a pole, we're good.
Depends on how much you want to pay me. Anyway.
All right, I've got to remember not to drink when you're talking.
Anyway, I think that the majority of this by the feminists is just jealousy. And, I mean, really, who cares? You know, get the hell over yourself. Knock the chip off your shoulder and live life. And if some woman wants to stand up on a turntable, spin around, show off her body, who gives a crap? I mean, with all the things that we have to worry about, you're really going to worry about that? Come on.
Well, yeah, exactly. But yet, these same crackpot women said nothing about what Beyonce did, and Beyonce was apparently trying to promote feminism. Hello? And then she's there grinding on the couch and freaking sexualizing it. But that's okay.
And they didn't say anything about Nicki Minaj either. She was humping some kind of bullet or something. I don't know from what I saw. But the thing is, they're both black, and if you criticize them, you're a racist. Sophia Vergara, she's a white Hispanic or whatever they are calling them now. So it's okay to criticize her.
Right.
But you can't criticize
Beyonce. You're right, because then you're a racist. I didn't think of that.
Right, exactly, because racism trumps sexism, because there is a pecking order here. And right now, racism is at the top of the list for the moment.
Well, it has been ever since, 2008 when Obama was running?
Exactly.
Because there was plenty of sexism.
until he's out of office, and if God forbid Hillary Clinton gets elected, then it'll be sexism is at the top of the list.
Oh my God! Don't even think about saying that.
I know. And say that.
I personally, you know what? I personally don't think she's going to run. I think that she's taking all this heat and taking all the shots and the arrows, while in the background that crackpot freaking. I'm trying to watch my mouth here. Moron, Elizabeth Warren, and also Cory Booker are in the background building a base. I'm not even kidding you. I don't think Hillary's going to run because she has way too much baggage, and I'm not just talking about her ass. I'm talking about there's just too much stuff about her that could come out that would hurt her and destroy her. And besides, the media destroyed her last time when Obama was running. They're going to make up for that now? I doubt it. Because we can,
I think it,
bring that.
I think
up.
It was my voodoo doll. That was my voodoo doll that destroyed her. And I've got it. It's ready to go. But
I
yeah,
have to
I
get
agree.
One of those.
I tend to agree that she will not be running. She's just she's a distraction until everybody
yep.
else is ready to throw in.
Yep. No, I agree. I really. And I was talking about this with someone else, and they, you know, a lot of people seem to think the same thing, and I'm not, and even Democrats do.
Yeah.
So it's not just, you know, we're not just making these assumptions and pulling this out of our behind. A lot of Democrats believe this as well. So I don't think we're far off.
Well, not only that, she's getting old. I mean, she's in her, like, what, upper 60s? So
I think she'd be around 70. And remember, in 2008, a lot of people were saying, oh, McCain's too old to run.
McCain was too old to run. I mean, I thought, but that wasn't the biggest of his problem.
Stupid.
Yeah.
There's a lot more issues with McCain than just being too old.
Exactly.
But, yeah, I really don't think that she's actually going to run, but I don't know, we'll see. After the November elections, then we start seeing freak shows are going to start running.
Yeah. And I'm trolling the Ready for Hillary page just to see if I
yeah.
can see anything that might be interesting. We've got a lot of...
Nothing.
We've got a little bit of split. You know, some people are saying nobody's ready for Hillary. And then has somebody that says, yuck, Hillary is as popular as her book.
That's awesome.
Somebody says that when their mother died, her dying wish was that Hillary Clinton would be elected president. I mean, God, make me vomit.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'd have to find that.
That's
one.
That's the kind of stuff that makes me sick.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm glad to see that we have plenty of trolls on that page, and we need a lot more.
I love commenting on that page, that one in the White House. Those are my two favorite. Oh, speaking of which, we were talking about this yesterday. It was Women's Equality Day yesterday.
That's true. Which... I guess yesterday was the anniversary of the women's right to vote, of the constitutional amendment giving women the vote. So that
yes, the one that Republicans helped fight for and not Democrats, yes.
Exactly, another one of those, which everybody seems to forget. But frankly,
yeah.
if I'd have known the way it was going to turn out, I would have said that was the Republicans' biggest failure. I'm telling
letting
you right
women
now.
Have the right to vote. Oh my God!
Because
someone else said that the other day too.
Yeah, I commented on that. I've commented on that before, and I will say it again. I will gladly give up my right to vote if I could get rid of all these other stupid women, and they're voting for welfare and entitlements and everything that's destroying this country. Women have done so much to destroy the liberties that we used to have in this country. And if I could wave a magic wand and get rid of their vote, I'd gladly give up mine.
You know, it's funny. I don't get, and we've talked, I know we've talked about this before, and I don't mean to beat a dead horse, but I commented on an article we'll be talking about later, but I don't get what happened to the feminist movement in the 60s and 70s where they wanted to be equal and independent and strong women to doing a total 360 of wanting Big Daddy government to take care of them. I just don't get it. I don't know how that happened.
Well, I think it's because people got addicted to the entitlement, you know, like a drug. And so now, you know, if you say, for some reason, welfare is a form of compassion to the liberals.
Oh,
and if you're gonna say that, you might as well say that heroin is a form of compassion to the drug addict, even though it's killing him.
Yeah, but if you do, I mean, are women that stupid that they don't? I mean, you and I do research and we verify things and we look up numbers and we look up stats and we look up how programs failed. Is there seriously a majority of women that are that stupid and lazy?
I think lazy. Because it takes a lot of work and it takes a lot of time to educate yourself. And I think a lot of these women, they don't care how they get this stuff as long as they get it.
You know,
and they don't care if they're chained to the plantation for it either.
You know, it's interesting because my son has two aunts, and they're both diehard liberals, but they're both very intelligent women. And I don't get, and he'll fight with them because he's a conservative, of course, but I don't get how these two intelligent women that I know are so friggin' stupid. Like, why would you think that this is a good idea? I think you're right. I think it's the emotional compassion thing, but what they don't realize is that, because they're too lazy to look into it, that these type of entitlements and programs actually hurt women and their children.
And, two, it takes a lot to admit that you've been believing the wrong thing all this time. It takes a lot to get to that place because you have to admit that you've been wrong. You don't necessarily have to admit it to somebody else, but you have to admit it to yourself. And even that's difficult. They don't want to think that, I've been wrong-headed about these things this whole time, but, you know, what does that say about me? So I
that's
think there's
true.
A little bit of that in there, too.
And you
and
know,
part of the
as women, we never want to admit we're wrong.
That's true. But it has been fun to watch the feminists spin around on their unmanicured eyebrows about this Sofia Vergara thing because it's just so trivial.
Yeah, exactly. It's extremely trivial, especially when there's so many other things that are far more important and far more devastating to women that they don't bother talking about ever.
Exactly. Exactly. Like what's going on in the Middle East.
Oh, my God.
We'll get...
Wait a minute. Let me look. I have to pay attention. Yeah, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. Or do you want to talk about that now?
Let's go for the nail polish story.
Oh,
next.
That's another one, these crazy women. Oh, my God, these crazy bitches.
Yes.
So,
apparently four college-age guys created some nail polish that would detect if a woman's drink has been spiked. And the feminists are not happy about that. And, you know, I would say that part of the reason they're not happy about it is because it's men who created it. If a woman had come up with this, they'd say it was great.
Right. Right, exactly. I mean, I think one of the biggest problems with this new nail polish detection is that the feminists are upset that they won't have more victims to try to promote.
Exactly. And, you know, wearing nail polish is a form of objectification, so.
You know, maybe that's what it is.
That's what it is. Because, you know, the fembots, what do they need nail polish for? They're not going to attract a man.
Yeah, well, that's true.
So
they're not trying
go.
To anyway. P-I-V!
That's right. P-I-V! P-I-V!
P-I-V!
I wish I'd been at that slut walk the other day with a big sign that said, P-I-V!
Oh, my God.
I am pro. Pro-P-I-V.
Yeah, I saw that and I was talking to someone about this last night, and I'm like, with guys last night, and I'm like, I don't get it. Like, why would you be upset about something that helps women prevent themselves from being raped? Because, you know, honestly, as a gun owner, if I'm going out to a bar, which I don't do, but if I was going out to a bar with my girlfriends or something, I'm certainly not taking my gun because I'm drinking, right? So I'm being responsible.
Right.
So if there's something that can aid in, you know, me finding out, not that I would ever let my drink be alone without me or away from me. If there's something that can help me, and I think this would be really good for, like, college girls who aren't even allowed to carry if they wanted to in most places. Why would anybody object to that?
Exactly. It's just an added precaution. But the feminists say that, well, it's putting the responsibility on the women, this, that, and the other, and the men should be able to control their dicks. That's what somebody said on Twitter, author Kelly Oxford. I don't know who she is. But she says, men can control their dicks. Well, you know, in a perfect world, maybe so. We don't live in a perfect world. And by that same logic, well, you know, somebody shouldn't break into my house either, but does that mean I'm going to leave my doors unlocked at night?
No, exactly.
Yeah, because it's, well, you shouldn't be breaking into my house, so I should be able to leave my door unlocked. Well, go ahead. But, you know, we don't live in a perfect world. I live in the real world where people do break in and men do assault you and stuff like this. So, I mean, what's the problem?
Okay, I just looked at her Twitter thing, and it says, New York Times bestselling author, I want to be the kind of girl Beyonce would be proud of. I'm pretty sure that's all you need to know about this loon bag.
Exactly. I tweeted her back yesterday. I said, is the chip on your shoulder really that big?
If you look at her, there's no reason for it.
Exactly. I mean, she is one of the few attractive feminists. That's kind of an anomaly, but, you know, there is an anomaly in every group.
Wow. I honestly can't believe somebody would be upset about something that is, so, you know, we'd all love to stop crime, any crime, rape, abuse, breaking and entering, murder. We'd all love that to be stopped. But it's probably not going to, because it's been going on since the beginning of man. So
exactly.
It's
we don't live in a
real
utopia.
Moron.
Right. Fantasy land only exists in my head, unfortunately.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure this girl goes home and plays with her unicorns at Sharp Skittles, too.
As long as it's got a nice long horn.
Yeah, because that's not PIV.
And as long as it's got a place where you can put the batteries.
Yeah, exactly. I think batteries are a feminist best friend.
And a non-feminist best friend.
They do make ones with adapters now.
Hey, that's true.
Oh my God! Okay, we're going off the ledge here.
I know we're almost over the edge, so we better pull back just a bit.
Yeah, just a little bit. I still can't get over that one. And most guys are sitting there like, what are you talking about? You know what I mean? They're just, like, dumbfounded. These people, these guys help create something that will help women, but you're angry and you hate them.
Exactly. because it's not about it's about them fostering their own bitterness because they hold that close.
Exactly.
You know,
and they're just going to hate me no matter what.
Right. It gives them an excuse. And they don't want to give up that bitterness, even though it's eating them up like a cancer. So
right.
Feminism is not about anymore. It's not about helping women. It's not about benefiting women. It's about giving hateful women an excuse to hate men.
Yep, exactly. excuse me. So let's talk about our next, well, actually, this one's kind of, it's amusing, and again, people freaked out about it, about the Robin Williams tribute.
Apparently, Billy Crystal. Yeah, Billy Crystal was doing a tribute to Robin Williams on the Emmys the other night. and he made he was referencing a joke that Robin Williams made. And it said, let me find it here. It included a short snippet of a stand-up performance during which Williams borrows a pink scarf from an audience member in the front row and wraps it around his head to simulate a hijab or Islamic headscarf. He says, "I would like to welcome you to Iran. Help me," he cries. That's the joke. And that was Williams' joke, not Crystal's. Crystal was
right.
Referencing it. But it created such a stir amongst people who said it was racist and all this jazz. And what amazes me about this kind of thing is that these people are more offended by this so-called racism than they are about the way women are actually treated in the Middle East. That's insane.
Right.
I mean, don't talk to me about a war on women when you're silent about women that they're being sold into slavery.
Well, you know, and the
worse.
Thing is, and someone brought up a point, like some women actually choose to be a part of that. And that's, you know, that's fine. If a woman chooses to become a Muslim and be treated like a second-class citizen, because that's just known that they are, if it's their choice, that's fine, because I'm all about choice. And so if a woman chooses that role, that's okay. That's what she consciously. For the women who didn't and are treated like second-class citizens, where are the feminists screaming about that?
There is, yeah, exactly. And it goes back to my point, which was that it's not about what's beneficial to women. It's about an excuse to hate men. So these women, they don't care about what happens to a woman over in the Middle East. That's not their problem. All they want is their free birth control, which they won't need because they hate men anyway. And
right.
You know, screw what goes on in the Middle East. That's not their problem. I mean, look at Code Pink. All those stupid women. They're over in Ferguson right now, still trying to stir things up over there. And they're actually comparing cops in Ferguson to, well, actually they're comparing the Mike Brown side in Ferguson to Hamas, which is they're sympathetic to.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I just saw that online, so I didn't have a chance to print it out, but I didn't have a chance to read in depth. But I did see something on Twitchy about it, and they are basically saying that, yeah, the pro-Mike Brown folks, they're just like Hamas because, of course, Hamas is nothing more than a humanitarian group, of course. So, yeah.
Here it is. I found it. Hang on, I found it. No justice, no peace. Stop racist police. And nobody knows that it was freaking racist yet. These big pink vagina bitches are in Ferguson. They have been silent about Obama's wars other than possibly going to Hamas. They have been silent about everything that's been going on in this goddamn country since Obama got elected, but now they come out to go to Ferguson? I hope.
Yeah.
I really hope the black community of Ferguson. I got to be careful what I say here. I'm trying to word it in a way that isn't really bad. But I really would hope that the people of Ferguson would take their boots and shove it up their behind if they get the F out.
Right. Yeah, you know, that takes courage.
I'll put this in the chat room. That is beyond ridiculous. we talked about this last week, too. We don't even know. We still don't know the officer side of the story. We still don't know the whole story, and yet people are making assumptions and doing all this stuff. I mean, are they just trying to be part of something like that race-baiting piece of crap Al Sharpton? They just want to, you know, somehow get in the history books?
Well, yeah. They're trying to create a new civil rights movement or something. But I was listening to the Michael Graham show the other day. He was saying, if Sharpton and Jackson are your civil rights leaders, you don't have a civil rights movement. And that's
I'm sorry, what did you say? I had to mute the phone because my dog is freaking out, and I don't know why.
I can hear.
And he hardly ever barks. Tank, stop it. Oh, you know what? Come on, seriously? I swear to God, it's like having three children at home, and what I have is a husband and two bulldogs. So, I'm sorry, I didn't hear that last thing that you said.
Now I can't remember what I said. Damn alcohol.
Sorry about that. But I swear to God, it's like, I have three young children at home.
I remember. I was listening to Michael Graham the other day, and he said, if Sharpton and Jackson are your civil rights leaders, you don't have a civil rights movement.
Oh, my God, that is so friggin' true. That is so true. Because those guys are nothing but horror shows who push. Honestly, they're anti-civil rights. I agree with Graham on that. They're anti-civil rights because what they push is a divide because they want to make sure that they keep the black community dependent on the government and keep this huge chaotic divide in this country because without it, the black community would eventually wake up and they would see how screwed the Democrats they are, and how screwed they've been for years thanks to the left. And Democrats would never be in office again.
And not only that, Jackson and Sharpton would be out of a job because that's their gravy train.
Which I find unbelievably pathetic.
Disgusting. It's foul. It's evil, frankly, because they're there to stir up the strife. They don't want harmony between the races because then they wouldn't have anything to do. They'd have to actually work for a living.
Oh, and we talked about Sharpton bloopers last week. I mean, come on. The guy is a halfwit. And then you have Jesse Jackson, who's a piece of crap in general. I mean, you know, how about the black community looks up to our favorite intellectual porn guy, Thomas Sowell?
Oh, amen. Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, my God. Him and Walter E. Williams and, oh, my God. Come on. And then you have Herman Cain and you have Alan West
Ben.
And you have...
Oh, Alan West. I love Alan West.
You know, and, oh, Ben Carson, you know, I mean, I don't agree with him with anyone on everything, well, except for Thomas Sowell. But, you know, you have these brilliant, brilliant men who could lead the black community, but they want no part of it. They're just going to listen to these freaking what's the word? What's the guy that was in Wizard of Oz? He was the he ended up, you know, he was the wizard in the her dream, whatever. But what was he? He was like a charlatan.
Yeah, he was a charlatan.
And that's what they are. And, you know, they try to tell these poor people that we got the medicine that's going to help you and listen to us and we're right and you're suppressed and you're oppressed. And it's just disgusting. And then you have these brilliant, brilliant minds who are really what the black community should be looking up to. And they probably, most of them probably don't even know who the hell they are.
Yeah, or if they do, they call them Uncle Tom.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, when you look at Soul, when you look at Ben Carson, Herman Cain, they all grew up in poverty. And
yep.
those are living examples that it can be done.
Do you know what?
You have that shady scumbag who's crooked as a dog's leg, Al Sharpton. I mean, and I don't understand why people don't tell that bastard to take a hike.
Well, I think some people have been in Ferguson, but not enough. I wrote an article. We have the first black New Hampshire Senate candidate running in New Hampshire, and he seems like a good guy. He owns a bulldog, so of course I'm subjective. His name is Eddie Edwards, and I saw something, I forget where I saw something, it was a news article or something, and it was the NAACP on the Seacoast, which is the area where he's running, is backing the white Democrat.
Yeah.
So I, of course, you know, I contacted him and I looked for the story. I contacted the NAACP and they, of course, didn't respond to me. So I wrote a story about it because I'm like, the president of the NAACP backed the white Democrat, who's horrible, 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 horrible. And they did this like 4 days before they were supposed to have an actual open discussion and debate sort of at an event by the NAACP. And I was like, are you kidding me? And I talked to the guy, I talked to Eddie Edwards, seems like a great guy, conservative, you know, I don't know how conservative he really is. You know, I haven't actually looked at his voting record because he was a rep in the House. But seriously, the NAACP, National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, president, backs the Casper White old freaking Democrat over a young black candidate who's the first New Hampshire Senate candidate running. Honestly, it's high time the black community say to these people, go F yourself.
Right. Well, that's just like what we were talking about with feminism. You know, it's not about helping the black race. It's about furthering the leftist agenda. And if the white guy is the one that's going to further the leftist agenda, then the white guy is going to get the support.
Right. Exactly. It has nothing to do with colored or advancing the, you know, colored people, whatever. It's all about the left-wing agenda.
Right. And it's couched
and that's the same with feminists. That's the same. You're right. That's the same with feminists. They will support you as a woman as long as you support the left-wing agenda. If you are a conservative woman, as we have seen over and over again, you will not be supported. And as a matter of fact, when Bill Maher calls you a C-U-N-T, we won't even say a damn word unless we're pressured to do it.
That's right. Yeah. Well, Bill Maher is an idiot. I'm old enough to remember when the guy used to actually be funny way back when. I think Johnny Carson was still alive back then.
Yeah,
but,
no, I remember that too.
But now he's just political.
He's just an ass. Once in a while, he comes out with something good. But in general, the guy's just a dick.
Broken clock is right twice a day. So that's Bill Maher.
That's true. I don't even think he's right twice a day, but, you know, twice a year,
we'll
maybe.
Yeah. That's right.
You know? And, you know, speaking of, you know, we were talking about Robin Williams and how he was called racist for the treatment of what Muslim women, Jesus, I can't even talk. But you sent me something earlier today that was absolutely disturbing, in more ways than one, about sexual jihad.
Yes. Yes, apparently Muslim women are joining ISIS to offer sexual jihad comfort to fighters. But a lot of these women are being forced into it by their families, and it's just another form of rape of these women. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, to me, it's disturbing enough that women would volunteer to do this. But you know what? I get that. At least they're volunteering, right? I mean, it's there, not that they're volunteering. God, that's not what I meant. They are making the choice to do it, right? So that, again, that's their choice. This is what they want to do. I have no problem with that. That is their choice. But I was really disturbed, and I'll share this in the chat room. I was really disturbed that a poor young girl's father offered her up for this.
Right. Right. And it's amazing that women are treated worse than livestock over there. I mean, even though they do screw sheep and stuff like that.
Okay.
But,
I don't know if you saw it today, and I shouldn't laugh. This is a serious topic, but a little kid wrote a story about somebody, he wrote drew a picture about a guy to a vet that's over in Afghanistan or Iraq, and he said, my dad calls the people you're fighting goat effers. Only he spelled it out. So, you know, the kid clearly wasn't intended to spell that out, but sorry, I didn't mean to go off on a tangent on that, but I just thought of that when you mentioned it, but
it's true, though.
I couldn't read that. I got to try to find that picture. I find, and you know, some of these women are just forced to by ISIS who have taken over areas, but others are, you know, it's the father's choice.
Right.
And maybe the father feels that he doesn't have a choice, but I would kill these bastards before I let them rape my daughter. I'm sorry.
Right.
Even if I didn't have a gun.
Exactly. When I read this story and then I put it in the context of all this stupid mess about the Sofia Vergara stunt, I'm like, are you serious? Are you really? Really? And then we have the student who goes to Brigham Young University, which is a Mormon university, and she is pissed about their chaste life pledge because she says that they're slut shaming. You know,
right.
if you didn't want to go to a religious school, what the hell are you doing there? Go somewhere
else. You know
else.
What? She's like the Sandra Fluke of BYU. I mean, I what is her point? Most of the women, you know the kind of school it is when you go there, just like Sandra Fluke did. And I don't care if her name is Fluke. Fluke is the correct term for her. you know what the school is like when you go there. Why would you go there and try to change it? Don't go there.
to show the sheer arrogance of these people. It's not enough. And they always talk about how they're for choice and all this tripe. They're not for choice. They want you to do things their way. You don't have a choice about it. And if you don't do the things their way, they're going to go to your school or wherever where you have an honor code, and they're going to make you change it. And, you know, I wouldn't even be surprised if the ACLU is brought into this. That's my own opinion, but...
Neither would I. And that's what makes me think. It's like, you know what? You stupid wench. You knew exactly what the school was about before you went there. Why would you go there and then try to cause trouble and change it knowing what it was like before you went there?
Yeah, because she doesn't want women to have a choice. She wants everything to be her way. So
right,
she's
exactly.
Anti-choice.
Well, it's typical of pushing, and all the women who go there know exactly what the school is about and knows about the chastity deal. So they choose to go there, right?
Exactly. So, she says in the article, she says, "I'm not a virgin, I'm a sexual woman and a proud feminist, and don't feel bad about it." It's like,
fine, don't feel bad about it, but when other people that disagree with you think lesser of you because you are out there about it, I mean, if she never told anybody, nobody would even know. Clearly, she went there knowing how the school was. She went there knowing she is a left-wing feminazi who likes to have sex. She intentionally is causing trouble on the campus, and most of the women, if not all of the women, think she's an asshole, and they're not for that. They're there, and they also chose to go there knowing about the chastity. I don't know what you call it exactly. Chastity, what it's... I mean, obviously no one truly knows, but...
It's called a chaste life pledge. It's an
Very,
honor
that's
code.
It. Thank you.
School is a Mormon school, so they have this honor code regarding sex. And if that's the way people choose to live their lives, they have every right to do so. And if a feminist doesn't like that, she can go somewhere else. And the
There's
other women
plenty.
In the college need to tell her to go F herself and go somewhere else.
Well, and some groups have, what was the group? It was in the article. There was a group that's like, she doesn't represent what we think. She doesn't, you know, they were like angry that she was trying to portray them, herself as being part of them and representing what they believe, and they don't. I can't remember the name of the group, and I don't have the article in front of me, but, you know, these women had a choice, and she had a choice, and she could have chosen to go to a party school where she could have been screwing every freaking weekend or every night of the week even. That's fine. If that's what she wants to do, have at. But don't go to a school where you know they have this honor code and then try to change it.
Right. The group is called the Millennial Mormons, I believe. Just kind of...
And they're the ones who said, she does not represent us. This is not what we're about.
Exactly. So, yeah, it's not about choice, stupid feminists. They only, and even if they talk about choice in terms of abortion, they only find one choice acceptable. I mean, let's
exactly
be clear about that.
That you have to agree with abortion, or there's something wrong with you.
Which I always found, you know, it's kind of weird because when you talk in terms of like the environmental movement, because they're all libs too. They always talk about Mother Earth and the life-giving goddess and all this crap, but they don't. they don't take on those, when you try and reveal those traits in a woman, that then they find it offensive that a woman is a life giver.
Oh,
so screwed
that's a good
up.
Point.
You know? It's Mother Earth. The Earth is the mother, and everybody else is not allowed to have children because then man would be a parasite on the Earth and some kind of trike.
That's a good point. I hadn't even thought of that. You're right. Mother Earth. Huh. And, of course, I don't believe in Father God.
No. Oh, no, no, no. That's masculinity. That's objectification and a patriarchal society.
That's patriarchy.
That's right. Whatever the buzzwords are, I don't know. But I even heard a story one time. I can't remember where I read it. It was a while ago. Some woman, she's in her early 20s. I think she was still in college. And she had gotten pregnant by her boyfriend. And she was horrified because she was a rabid environmentalist. And she went and got an abortion and told the doctor to tie her tubes so she would never get pregnant again because she viewed humankind as a bunch of parasites and she didn't think that people should be having children.
Okay.
I mean, this is how crazy these people are. Absolutely gone down the road, wacko.
I read a story recently, and I wish I had it, about some feminist who disowned her daughter for getting married and having a baby.
Why? Because she.
I'm not even kidding. It was some 70s feminist, some like 70s feminist, Gloria Steinem type feminist who. Literally disowned her daughter because the daughter had the nerve to get married and have a baby.
If she really wanted to make her mother flip out, she should have taken her husband's name.
Yeah, exactly. Instead of hyphenating or just keeping her own.
That's right.
Oh,
that's
my
God. It's just crazy. That's when you turn it into, like, a cult. And ultimately, if a woman turns feminism into a cult, engaging in self-worship, which, by
That's
the way, if you ask somebody who is a member of the Satanic Church if they worship Satan, they say, no, we worship ourselves.
Huh.
They believe that Satanism is actually the core of self-worship. If you go and look at, look into what they actually believe, and that's what these people do.
That's, you know what, you're right, and they self-worship to the detriment of society and other people who are close to them.
That's right.
And in order to have. No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, there's like an overwhelming narcissism that has infected our whole society at every level. I mean, look at these damn selfies that people take.
Hey, now, I see selfies.
Oh, I know. once in a while is fine, but you see people, they're like obsessive about it. And people take selfies in front of their grandmother's coffin at the funeral, for God's sake. I mean, really?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
You know, or you get these people who, like, will mug for the camera and take 15 pictures just to get the right one. And then you have Geraldo, who takes damn selfies. You know, put your shirt on. I don't want to see that crap.
Oh, my God, yeah. Didn't he take one without his shirt on? Oh, my God. God,
yes.
What is he trying to emulate, frickin' Anthony Weiner?
He thinks he's the Latin lover.
Didn't he get in trouble for cheating on his wife for that?
Yeah, I can't remember which one. He's up to like 4 or 5 now.
Oh, my God.
But he likes the women young. You know, he made that comment a couple weeks ago about Remember when he said a woman's greatest asset is her youth or something like this?
Stop it. I did not hear that.
Yeah, I mean, I can't remember exactly. Well, you'd have to Google it. He was on that show that is on at noon with all the women on Fox News, where it's got like four women and one guy. I can't remember the name.
I think I've seen like 5 minutes of it. I haven't actually watched it, obviously, because I don't watch TV. But I know what you're talking. I know what show you're talking about. He did not really say that. Oh my God, I'm Googling it right now.
It was something about this trend that's been going on around college campuses where the young people they get into like trial marriages or something where they try out a couple of years of hooking up with somebody and then they go on to the next person. He was making the point that a woman's youth is her greatest commodity and she can't just waste it by going from guy to guy or something.
A wife's greatest asset is her youth. Seriously, Geraldo, go yourself. Holy crap.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he set off a firestorm with that comment. As you can well imagine.
A woman's youth is her most valuable asset. I don't even know what to say to that. Because I was young and dumb when I was a youth.
Yeah, oh, me too. My God.
I mean, seriously.
I even voted for Dianne Feinstein, so that tells you how stupid I was.
I voted for Bill Clinton. My first vote ever. He's a crap womanizing serial sexual assaulter with the biggest D-bag of a wife on the planet. I didn't know. I didn't make that mistake twice, though. Proud to say. And I didn't know what I was doing back then. Wow.
I
didn't even get to rage on him for that.
I always like to bust Geraldo's chops a little bit. We ought to have, like, the Geraldo segment where we can just, you know, put in a few pokes on him.
Yeah,
but I still say footage of Geraldo ever was when he's getting hit in the face with a chair way back when.
Oh, yeah. He beyond deserved that.
I think there's a YouTube video of that. I watch it from time to time just because I need a good laugh.
Just because, you know, at the time it probably was innocuous and it, you know, maybe he didn't deserve it, but guess what? He's deserved it many, many times over since then.
That's right. I'm going to put it on a permanent loop on my desktop.
I like that.
Or even that one of Al Sharpton getting shoved out of a chair on the Morton Downey Jr. show.
Oh, my God.
Roy Innes shoved him out of the chair and he went flying backwards. Oh, I love that clip. I might put that one on permanent loop, too.
Oh, I got to see that one. I probably saw it years ago, but I haven't seen it in a long time.
If you Google Al Sharpton, Let's Get Ready to Tumble is the name of the clip. Just put Al Sharpton Tumble in YouTube. Even if you can Google it, even, and it'll come right up. But it's hilarious.
Of course, right now.
That was one of
your
fat.
Oh, my God, here it is. Here it is. Oh, God, that's when he was a fat boy, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he did it. And a black man did it. Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'm going to put this in the chat room. That was beautiful. Oh, my God, that was wicked funny. I didn't even have the sound on. That was beautiful.
Yeah, that was hilarious. Yeah, that was Roy Innes. Niger Innes' father. I love Morton Downey. Niger Innes.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Okay.
Yeah, that's his father.
Yep, I know who he is.
but I used to love to watch Morton Downey Jr. show. That show was hilarious to me. And the guy sit there on the podium, smoke cigarettes. And it was just like mayhem. It was like Jerry Springer, but it was political. They actually talked about it.
So let me tell you something. The Morton Downey Jr. show is what showed me how racist some black people could be. Because
yes,
in my world, I grew up, I mean, granted, I mostly white, but my dad's best friend growing up was Puerto Rican. He was Hispanic. And my cousin married a black man. So we didn't care about race. I mean, I was brought up that it doesn't matter what color your skin is. Who cares?
Right.
And
me too.
So I didn't know about any kind of tension or hatred or whatever because it never mattered to me. And when I watched that show when I was a teenager, I was like, wow. Some of these people really hate me just because of the color of my skin.
Right.
The
show was so entertaining, and that's where I kind of started paying attention through that show. I'd never seen anything like that before, but it was so entertaining, I couldn't stop watching it.
Yeah, it's like a car wreck. You're driving down the highway and you can't help but look at that car wreck. Even though you're trying to drive fast and not slow down traffic, you can't help but look. That's what that show was.
I miss it.
In New England, we call them rubberneckers.
Yeah, that's right. And he used to call people like paddling, puking scum and all this kind of thing. I mean, could you get away with that now on TV? I'm telling you, it used to be so much more fun when people were just able to express themselves without having to worry about the repercussions of Twitter or Facebook or whatever. Oh, so-and-so actually said this. So, well, who the hell cares? Say it. Offend.
Yeah.
Offend. And be glad that you can offend and be offended. And if you're offended, that's your hang-up, not mine.
Have you ever seen or heard the comedian Lisa Lampanelli?
I've heard of her, yeah. But I don't think I've ever actually...
Oh, Chrissy, oh my good Lord. I watched one of her videos on YouTube, and holy mother of God. She offends everyone and anyone, and she uses she uses words like we use, but we don't use them on the radio. But, oh, my God, when I first saw her, it was a few years ago that someone said, you know, you got to watch this video. She offended black people and Asian people and white guys, and it was just everybody across the board, across the gamut, and it was hysterical.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to find a video and send it to you because, honestly, it's one of the funniest things I've ever seen. I was literally dying. I'm like, she did not just say that. She did, gays. She calls them the gays or the blacks. And she was with black guys. She, you know, she talks about how she likes black guys, you know, being with them, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to find a video and send it to you because she is completely outrageous, offends everybody, but it's funny because you know what I mean? She's not being racist, she's not being a bigot, she's not being a homophobe. She's just being a wise ass and funny.
Right.
I think that's why it was so funny, and I was so surprised because here is this woman doing the stuff that typically guys only used to do, and she was hysterical.
Yeah, have you ever watched those old Dean Martin roasts?
Oh my God. I love the roasts.
Oh, they're hilarious. And, I mean, the jokes that they told at those things, you'd never be able to get away with something like that now.
Well,
which is sad because
have you seen some of the roasts now? Because some of the roasts now, they're bad. They're just as bad. And recently, I've seen Lisa Lampanelli do some roasts, and she's really bad. And a lot of times they're obnoxious and they're bad, but it's all taken lightheartedly. It's all funny. It's not serious. It's not, you know, it's not, I'm here standing in front of you, making fun of you. I'm not serious about what I'm saying, although some of it might be a little bit true. You know what I mean?
Right.
People just can't handle the truth. They can't handle jokes. They can't handle pretty much anything. It's like, you know what? I make fun of myself probably on a daily basis. If you can't laugh at yourself, then you can't laugh at the world. And if you can't laugh at the world, you've got a serious problem.
Exactly. And I would submit that if you can't laugh at yourself, you have no right to laugh at anyone else.
You know what? That's a good point. That's a really good point.
But we're so narcissistic. We're so narcissistic, and everybody has a chip on their shoulder, and they just dare you to knock it off. Well, I was offended. Well, good. Be offended. Who do you think you are that you shouldn't be offended when everybody else has to be? You know, get over yourself and drop your arrogance and be glad you're offended. Go and offend somebody else. Who cares? Why do you allow somebody to have that much power over you that they're going to offend you to the point that you're, I'm offended, and, you know, get all puffed up about it? Who cares?
Look,
offend me.
I have two brothers, and I have two stepbrothers, and if I was ever going to be offended, I would have been offended many years ago. They broke me in to not be offended by things because they were so offensive.
Oh, believe me, I have friends like that. I have friends who, they had no filter on their mouth. They'd say whenever, in front of whoever, and they didn't care. And it didn't matter how offensive it was, and there were some offensive things said. So I always said, I'm not an easy person to offend because I've pretty much heard a whole lot of stuff.
Exactly. That's what I always say, too. I'm like, go ahead and try to offend me. It's going to take a real huge effort to offend me because I have two brothers.
Yes, I have two brothers also.
Yeah, there you go. See, when you have brothers, it really takes a lot to offend someone if you're a woman.
Yes.
Depending on your brothers, I guess. I guess depending on your brothers, but, you know, if anything, I on a daily basis probably offend people. But I don't care.
I like to offend people. It's entertaining. And if somebody tries to, you know, cut me down to size, I say, well, I don't care because in order for me to care, I'd have to give a rat's ass about your opinion,
which I don't.
I mean, the people whose opinion I care about are the people who wouldn't try to hurt me in the first place. You know, if they were going to give me criticism, it would be for my benefit, not because they were trying to cut me down to size. Those are the people whose opinions I value.
Criticism. You're right. Yep. It would be constructive criticism, and that's always welcome. But, if people are just trying to bash and be nasty, feel free. You know, I get into arguments with left-wing lunatics all the time, and I don't care. I'm like, you amuse me like I'm a cat playing with a dead mouse. I don't care.
Yeah.
And they don't
pulling
get
pulling
your
leg off the spider.
Yeah. don't forget spiders. But they act like I'm supposed to care, and honestly, I'm making fun of you, and you're amusing me. If I tweet you back and I say something, it's only because I'm playing with you like a little toy. I don't, you know, you're not offending me, even if I pretend like you are, you know what I mean, just to show what a sexist you are, because most liberal men are sexist, pieces of crap pigs. But
and pajama boys, too.
They're what?
Pajama boys.
Oh,
they're,
Lord
they're
almighty.
Sexist and pajama boys, which is, I mean, that's just a horrible combination.
How can a pajama boy who is basically a female be a sexist? I really, that just blows my mind.
I don't know. I just think it's disgusting. When I see a man who acts like that, it's just, I have like a physical reaction to it. It's just disgusting. I don't want to see a man act like he's estrogen load. I mean, God, act like a man, please.
I'm sorry. You stopped. You got me at estrogen load.
I have visceral reaction to that.
I'm sorry, I can't get past that right now. Okay, I'm trying to calm down because, oh my gosh. Oh. I've got visuals in my head and it's just not even right.
It's just too bad you can't put those in the chat room.
Oh my God. Okay, so let's move on to a serious topic. I'm trying, but I can't. I am so Googling. No, I'm going to Google it right now. Forget, wait until tomorrow. Estrogen load. I can only imagine the images that are going to come up with this. Oh, good Lord. Okay. So, I'm sorry. That was just hysterical. The audience
Didn't mean to interrupt the show with my cheap attempt at humor.
To me, about the woman who stands up to the farm union. You sent that to me earlier today, and that woman is kick ass.
Yes. She's Hispanic. And here, let me get the article in front of me. She's Hispanic, and she is trying to ununionize the farm workers. She's basically on to the unions. She basically has figured out that it's all a racket. She's been working at this farm for 15 years, and she's been trying to decertify the United Farm Workers Union. And it says that she finally was able to do that in November 2013. She and 5,000 of her coworkers had the opportunity to vote on union membership for the first time since 1990. But the agricultural labor arbiter is refusing to count the ballots because they know that if they count the ballots, it's not going to come out in their favor.
Ugh.
And what they're basically finding out is, and this is my point about how just because the Latinos are here doesn't necessarily mean it's an automatic vote for the Democrats. Because these are not stupid people.
I never understand why Latinos vote for Democrats, since they're typically very pro-Christian and pro-life and the hard workers. I never understand that.
Right. And what this woman is saying, her name is Sylvia Lopez, she was saying that, you know, we left the corruption in Mexico and we came up here, and now we're finding the same kind of corruption up here.
Yep.
In California. And that is going to be the Democrats' problem. is that a lot of these Latinos are going to find out that the policies that these people are pushing aren't improving their lives a bit.
Yeah, I don't get that either. You know, why would you bother leaving if you're coming to the same thing? And I give this woman, the United Farm Workers Union is one of probably the worst. We don't hear about it often because they're probably not as popular in places like where we are, but they're huge in California.
Oh, yeah. Huge, because it's a large agricultural state. Lots of farmland in California. Which, you know, I mean, the farming in California now, because of the drought, I mean, the whole industry, the whole agricultural industry right now in California has gone to shit because of the drought, which was brought about by liberal policies when they cut off the water supply to the farmland.
Smelt.
Right. So basically what they've done is they've created their own drought climate by refusing to allow the farmers to water their land. Liberal policies. But, of course, they
and
blame it all on global warming.
Right, and they've continued. I mean, these policies have been going on for years. I remember, was it 2010? 2010, I was backing candidates in the Central Valley who were fighting against that. And it was going on before then. I mean, this is the federal government who did this. This isn't just some California jackasses. This is Nancy Pelosi and people in the House that did this.
Right, exactly. And the economic impact has been huge, huge on California.
Yeah, because you have people who previously were working and providing for their families and providing food for the rest of the country, no longer able to do so.
Right. And so the food prices of the produce and such, and even the meats, because, you know, you got to feed the cattle and stuff with agriculture, it's all affected. So you can thank your helpful Democratic Party and the environmentalists in trying to save the smelt, which has basically created the perfect storm.
You know what's funny is I always laugh because I'm a tree hugger. But I'm a tree hugger in the point that to the point that I don't believe in cutting down trees. And it's not that I don't believe in it. I obviously it's necessary in some places. But if it's not necessary, I don't think you should do it because I love trees.
Right.
But I laugh because, you know, I'm kind of a tree hugger. But the people that have pushed policies that are literally considered tree huggers are just absolutely insane. I'm sorry, but the environment is not changing like they say it is. It's a lie. And not only are they wasting billions of dollars of taxpayer money to quote-unquote protect it, but they're hurting all of us in the meantime.
Exactly. Somebody on the line?
No, that was my husband talking in the background. He said it's all a boondoggle. I'm going to kill him.
He can jump in the conversation if he wants to.
I'm going to kill him. Stop talking, honey. I love you, honey. He's like, it's all a boondoggle where people like Al Gore can make money.
No, he's right.
He doesn't understand that I'm on the radio, but I'm on the phone. He just said, I didn't know you were on the radio. Oh, my God. He does the same thing when I'm on the phone with my sister. He talks to me, and I'm like, okay, I can't hear you both at once. Stop talking.
And it's just the same thing now. Oh, my God.
Well.
But I love him. I'm not a man hater.
Just have him get on his phone, then he can join us in the conversation.
Yeah, honey, if you want to agree to call in on your phone. I'll give you the number. He forgot it at work. He did, too. He forgot it at work. Oh, my God. My husband's blonde. Sorry.
Well, that's all right.
I can say that because I have blonde hair, too, so. Oh, my good Lord.
But
so what was the other, the other thing I wanted to bring up and we talked about is the how more women now are standing up for Second Amendment rights and pushing for gun rights.
Yes. I suspect that the women who are against the date rape nail polish would also be against a woman using firearms to protect herself.
Oh, absolutely. The women who are against the date rape drug, you know, helping women, are also the same kind of women who are in Moms Demand, who are being prostituted by Bloomberg, who has his own armed bodyguards. So his wife is always protected, yet the rest of the women in the United States have to protect ourselves and can't have bodyguards because obviously we can't afford them.
Right. Which I'm trying to figure out who would marry Bloomberg in the first place.
She's got to be a gold digger because why would anybody with a brain marry him?
Yes.
Well, with a brain like ours.
Because when I see Bloomberg, I see like a penis walking around.
A big, giant New York City anti-gun penis. I like that.
Yes. And the scary part is it's not even a big, giant penis. It's just a...
Well, no, he is a big, giant penis, but I'm sure he doesn't have one.
He's a penis wearing a suit. But
you know what? I always laugh because, as you know, I'm big time into gun rights and the Second Amendment. I always laugh when I hear women talk about how, you know, all gun owners are just men who are trying to make up for having small penises. And I'm like, you know, really? I don't want a penis ever because I don't want anything hanging between my legs. I just want to be able to protect myself because it's a basic human right.
Exactly. And why do you want to take away my right, my basic human right?
Because they're not pro-choice. Except when it comes to abortion. And I wonder how many women they've pushed to be aborted.
Exactly. It's a form of genocide. How many women have been done away with in the genocide? How many people have been done away with that could have discovered the cure for cancer or something?
Yeah, exactly. Or discovered all kinds of things, or just in general, been women who fought for, you know, to keep America free. I mean, or even if you want to go to the feminist side, how many women have been aborted that would have been feminists? Left-wing feminist.
Exactly. Well, you know, they don't ever seem to be concerned about their, like, kidneys or anything when I talk about my body, my choice. Their kidneys or their lungs or any of that stuff. That's all the government's responsibility. But you better keep your laws off my uterus, damn it.
Talk about my body, my choice. They're talking about abortion. That's all solely what they're talking about. when I talk about my body, my choice, I'm talking about protecting it and the Second Amendment. And these women are against that. Most of them don't believe that women should be protecting themselves. Well, I'm sorry, but a handgun is easier to carry around 24/7 than a police officer.
Exactly. But a barf bag is easier to carry around, but it's not going to do you much good. But that's
what
they
want. Oh, that's right. And I'm also supposed to piss on someone instead of shooting them if I get raped, right?
Exactly. Which, you know, if you had a penis, it'd be easier to piss on somebody, I would think.
If you really got to pee, trust me, you can write your name in the snow if you're a girl. I'm not saying that from experience or anything.
We might ought to try that at CPAC after the unsustainable bar tab.
Oh, it'll happen, especially if we're drinking beer. But no, seriously, these are the women who are supposedly for women, right? They're supposedly for women and protecting women's rights, but yet they don't believe women should have guns or firearms to protect themselves. And I don't get that, because gun for a woman is an equalizer. If you're,
right,
an average-sized woman and some, 250-pound, 6-foot guy, 6-foot-4 guy, whatever, breaks into your house and wants to hurt you, if you have a firearm in your hand, that equalizes the situation. Because guess what? That guy's either running because he sees your gun, or he's dead, and you're not a victim. Yay!
Exactly.
But they don't feel yay.
Well, there was a story just here in the Atlanta area probably about a week ago. I think she's 73, and she had a gun, and somebody's breaking into her house, and she said, "You better get out now while you can still get out alive." And he left. Because he knew she had a gun, and she didn't even have to fire it, I don't think.
Well, and that happens, in 2 million cases a year. All you have to do is show them the gun or make a noise with the gun, and they're gone.
That's right.
That's why in places like Chicago, where they have bans on guns and it's extremely strict gun control, there's more crime. In places like New Hampshire, where I live, and gun control is far less, we don't have as much crime. We are one of the lowest crime states in the entire country. And
right,
it's because, and I honestly think it's because, if you're a criminal and you're in New Hampshire, you know odds are the person's house you're breaking into, they might not own a gun because it's easy.
Exactly. Exactly. So,
and honestly,
You never can get a liberal to put a sign up in their front yard that says, "There are no firearms here." I want to challenge liberals to do that. Put up a sign in your window or in your front yard that says, "There are no gun owners in this house."
That would actually be...
Yeah, even they know that. I mean, the fact that we have gun rights keeps people safe who don't even own a gun.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And so Bloomberg can go.
That's what I find pathetic about people who are against gun rights. Number one, it's a constitutional right, you jackasses. It's the Second Amendment in the Bill of Rights. How can you be against that? Number two, it's self-defense is a basic human right. I mean, if none of us had anything, right, if we were all just running around naked, we didn't have homes, we didn't have anything, self-defense would still be a basic human right, right?
Right. I mean, look at the Occupy movement. They were running around naked and didn't have any homes, and they still ended up getting raped and getting diseases and all this kind of crap.
Oh, my God, Christy, I was just talking about this with someone yesterday. Don't even go there. Oh, my God. No, but that's a good point. Like, we, as a society, I mean, whether you have a family or whether you're a single person, woman, or even a single guy, you have the right to protect yourself, right? But
exactly.
If you are banned or barred from protecting yourself, who's going to protect you? You're going to wait for the cops for 12 to 20 minutes or whatever it takes them to get to your house. By the time the cops get to your house, after you've called them, you're dead.
Yep, they can get there and draw a chalk line around your body.
And it's nothing against 911 dispatch or the cops. I understand that they're insanely busy, you know, or they live far away. Like where I live in a really teeny tiny town, we don't have that many cops in my town. Called 911 before, not for a police, you know, issue, but for a medical issue, and it took them 12 minutes to get here. So,
yeah,
and they're literally down the street. They're literally down the street. But the majority of people on the fire department and whatever are volunteers. So am I supposed to have someone attack my house and then call 911 and wait for 911 to show up? If I did that and someone was trying to attack my house, I'd be dead.
Yeah, well, even the Supreme Court has ruled that it's not the police responsibility to protect you.
Exactly.
And I would have to look up that ruling, but I know that that is a ruling, that the Supreme Court has ruled that it's not the responsibility of the cops to protect you. So that means it's on you to protect yourself.
Right. Exactly. And I've taken that responsibility, and I gladly have no problem with that.
Yeah, and even if we lived in a society where we did not need guns to protect ourselves, we still have the right to have them.
But exactly. Even if the only reason you wanted to ever own a gun was target shooting or just, you know, screwing around on a Saturday at the firing range, we have that right.
Yep. So Bloomberg can go suck it. And I don't know how that works since he looks like a penis. But
we'll be dealing with him, I'm sure, in the future. But you know what?
Oh.
Here's our big rant for the day, because we have like 15 minutes left, and I know we can pretty much rant about this for that long. You sent this to me earlier, and you were pissed off about it, and I'm completely pissed off about it as well.
Yes.
The VA training materials depict veterans as Oscar the Grouch.
Exactly. And to me, it is beyond offensive the way that this administration has treated our veterans. And when Obama was talking to the veterans yesterday, or was a couple days ago, giving his speech, and there's basically crickets in the room, he's damn lucky that they didn't take him by the seat of his damn pants and throw his ass out into the street for the way that he has treated our veterans. This is the same guy who locked World War II veterans out of their memorial during the government shutdown. You know, 90-year-old men. Yeah. Barricading them out. These are the people that should be respected above all other groups in this country. And now they're being compared to some damn puppet on a children's show? You've got to be kidding me.
I am so aggravated by this. VA has been letting veterans
die.
Die. Literally. I'm trying to watch my language. Literally die. And they have the nerve to treat veterans like they're muppets.
Like they're, yeah, or like they're children. They condescend to them. They treat them like they're just, you know, they're children. We don't have time for you. You just have to wait your turn if you survive.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I mean, it used to be, if something like this had happened, like, you know, 20, 30 years ago, there would have been more of an outcry about it because people used to respect the veterans a lot more than they do now. And I'm not saying people don't, but people just seems like they don't give a shit about anything anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
It's hard to raise any outrage about anything anymore. That's why this administration can get away with so much.
Now, this really aggravated me. And I know it might seem minor, but it's not minor because these are men and women. You want to talk about a war on women? These are men and women who have fought for our freedoms and fought according to the federal government, and this is how they're treated?
They willingly put their asses on the line for us, our country, our freedoms. And now they're compared to some damn puppet on a kid's show. I mean, that's just unacceptable. And but it goes to show it's a snapshot of how the government views all of us with disdain.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't care about people, even though they get out there and campaign as if they do. Oh, well, so-and-so is going to cut your Medicare or this, that, and the other. They don't give a rat's ass about that. They all they want is your vote, and then they want you to get lost. Because people are viewed with disdain by the bureaucracy. You're bothering them.
Yeah, because we the people are nothing but a pain in the ass. We pay the bills, and we need to sit down and shut the F up.
That's
right.
But guess what? There's this radio show that probably only three people listen to called War by Women. we're not going to shut the F up, even if they try and keep me from getting in on the conversation. Or
please, I didn't shut up when I was a kid and my father called me mouth. You think I'm going to shut up for some bureaucrat? I respected my father far more than I respected any of these assholes that are in office.
That's right. And while we have just a few minutes left, let me just say this about this whole Burger King crap. If the politicians in this country can't see fit to lower the taxes enough to make it attractive for businesses to stay here, then they deserve to lose business. And it's not patriotic to tax businesses out of existence. And we have this Michelle Nunn, who's running for the Senate, who's for Saxby Chambliss's Senate seat. She's Sam Nunn's daughter. She's running on the Democrat side. And she's hitting the Republican David Perdue for sending jobs out of the country and all this jazz. Well, maybe, you know, it's time somebody asked her, and maybe I need to go on her page and do it myself. What's she going to do to make it more attractive for businesses to stay here? Because it's not a business's job to make sure you have a job. That is not why they are in existence. They're there to be profitable by providing a product or a service, not to fill a freaking chair at a desk. And if you don't want to be, you know, laid off or whatever, then go work for yourself. I just had to say that because that's been sticking in my craw for the last couple of days. I've been watching these.
No, you know what? I say that to leftists all the time. I'm like, if you hate wealthy people so much, get off your lazy ass and start your own friggin' business.
Right. The job does not belong to you. The job belongs to the company. And the job can, the company can get rid of your job anytime they want to. And they don't need a reason. So...
No,
you
but
know,
they don't understand that because don't you understand, Chrissy, that having a job is a right? Come on now.
Yeah.
Get with the left-wing program.
I'm too smart for that. Well, you know what? Get a damn skill so you don't have to be a burger flipper. Do you know how many times I have almost dropped the F-bomb during this show?
Oh, no, hey. I do because I've almost done it too. Let me just tell you, I was on the Women's Equality Day hashtag yesterday, and the White House was, what are they proposing? Oh, 10-10 minimum wage, and then, you know, women's equal pay. And I'm like, are you people out of your effing minds? A 10-10 minimum wage will hurt more women than it helps. And we are to get equal pay, you effing morons, unless you work for freaking Obama.
Exactly. Maybe they have to start with them first. Preach to everybody else about equal pay, and they don't even practice what they preach.
They practice what they preach, except they don't preach the truth. That's the problem. And
you are
these,
so correct.
These morons don't even realize it. They just, you know, oh, all hail Obama, all hail Democrats, all hail left-wing feminist teabags. They are so unbelievably uneducated, uninformed, and ignorant. I can't even deal with it.
Yeah, they're a bunch of smooth brains. And, oh, speaking of smooth brains, that woman who had her Obama statue stolen, that she got so distressed she ended up in the hospital.
Yeah.
I mean, I wanted to ask if she has a statue of Jesus Christ. Because it seems like Obama's the new Messiah. And, I mean, who knows, maybe she, like, sleeps with it at night or something, fulfills some kind of fantasy.
Yeah.
Maybe she's had it equipped with some equipment, you know.
And her Obama statue was found drinking in the park, remember?
Yeah, with a six-pack.
It was so bad. It's like, I bought my house, and I waited to buy furniture, and then I had to buy an old statue. It was $1,200, but I had to buy it. Really? You freaking moron.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, she liked that equipment, so that's what she was missing. She could give a rat's ass about the rest of it.
Oh, my God. And she would dress up. She was dressed up Obama. I don't know if you saw the picture. In a Santa beard at Christmas.
Yeah, I did see that. Somebody stole my vibrator with an Obama attached to it.
So I'm like, I was watching that news clip, mm-hmm. and I was like, are you kidding me? I was, my mouth was just dropped open, I think, because I can't believe there are people that dumb in the United States.
Oh, I can believe it. About 20 years ago, I wouldn't have believed it, but not anymore nowadays. I can believe it. But people
won't.
That's
such a sad. That's such a sad statement on our society.
It really is, but you know, people won't get it until they start feeling the pain for themselves.
And how have people not felt the pain? Our gas prices have been almost $4 a gallon since Obama's been elected. Food prices have gone up. Clothing prices have gone up. The economy sucks. People are still looking for jobs. The majority of people that are looking for jobs are done. They can't even find jobs anymore. Any decent jobs, that is. I mean, what is it going to take?
Well, you know, that's all Congress's fault. That's the Republicans' fault, they say. And the Republicans are so hideously worthless at refuting any argument that, you know, they might as well be blamed because it doesn't make any difference to them, bunch of nutless bastards.
No, you're right, because they don't say anything. They, I mean, they might have a tweet or something, but they don't really say anything that's useful.
No, they're too busy buying Democrat votes to keep some animal molester in office.
Yeah, exactly. And they don't, it doesn't seem that anybody cares that we have a disaster on our hands and we're dealing with it, but the Republicans help create it.
Well, you know, one of these times when ISIS is good and strong over here and they end up setting off a dirty bomb in one of our cities, then maybe people will get it. I hope it doesn't come to that. But I fear that it will.
You know, you would have think that it would have happened after 9/11, but I'm not sure that it did. It did, might be immediately, but not permanently.
Right. It did for about a month, and then it was done.
Yeah, exactly.
And here we are, asleep again.
Yeah, but people are too busy watching Kim Kardashian's butt on television as opposed to paying attention to what's going on in the world.
Yes, or one of the many, like, 15 different bad karaoke shows that they have on now. I think they ought to bring the Gong Show back.
God, if they only could, that would be great. I might have
that
to watch TV, though.
They wouldn't do that, though, because that'd probably hurt somebody's feelings. You can't do that.
Yeah, that's true. Not everybody gets a trophy. I want to thank everybody for watching the show. We have a few seconds left. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening, I should say. And thank you for coming back and listening to more. We love all you guys.
Yes.
And we appreciate that you take the time to listen to our show.
Yes, thank you for putting up with us for 2 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
And we'll be back next week.
And the week after, and the week after, and we are going to torture liberals.
Yes, and they're not going to sabotage our show. We will not allow that to happen.
Can you hear my bulldog snoring in the background?
Yes. Are we off now?
No, I don't think we are. I think we're still live.
God love
should
technology.
Should we start singing or something?
Show me the way to go home. Oh, the English woman isn't talking to me. I don't know what's going on.
Well, hold on. Let me look. Damn it.
That's not a good answer.
I'm trying to find a clock on this laptop, and it doesn't give me anything.
It says 11:01 on my laptop.
Well, then we should be done, I would think.
We should be gone, but I don't think we were zeroed out. Where the frigate, Scott?
Wait, hold on. Let me look. I think we're done. I think we should just say that we are done and wrap it up.
And be done.
Exactly.
It was great again, Christy.
I have fun every week.
Oh, absolutely.
I hope the listeners have at least half as much fun as we have.
I know, I do too. Especially
all right, well,
if they listen after the show like we're talking right now.
Well, hopefully we'll be able to get the Hoffman sisters on next week.
Yeah, that would be great. I also asked the president and vice president of Women's Defense League of New Hampshire to come on, too.
Oh, that would be excellent.
Yeah, so sometime in September they'll come on. That would be great.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we need to start getting more interviews.
Yeah, no, that would be awesome. That would be perfect. So we'll figure it out, and Scott's sleeping, and that's okay. We still love him anyway. He's our producer. But I'll see you again next week.
All right. Well, thanks, Kim.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.